Good morning, everybody. This is Jack, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And this is the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review, back again for another semester. Something weird just happened with my headphones, I think. So I'll just forget about that. Anyways, that first song today was Play by I Am Am I Who Am I. And you might be thinking, where have I heard that song before? Oh, that's right, because it was the first song that I, your host, Jack, from the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review, ever played on WMFO 91.5 Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. In fact, I am replaying all of my first show on WMFO because it's my last first show of the semester because I'm a senior and I'm going to graduate. And I'm excited to go through, kind of react, see how things hold up to what I listen to these days, how things don't hold up. And then I have a few special songs that are ones that I've discovered more recently, tacked on to the end. Anyways, again, that first song was Play by I Am Am I Who Am I, which, I mean, come on, that album that it's from, Kin, is an all-time favorite for me still. I haven't listened to it in a while, but it's just really excellent, emotive synth pop. And my freshman year, I saw her live, which was an amazing experience. Maybe I should revisit that album sometimes, because, that song is still one of my all-time favorites. Now, right now, playing behind my voice is 100,000 by J. Paul from his pretty iconic record, Leak, April 13th, aka Bait Ones. You've heard the lore, you've heard the mythos behind J. Paul already, but not to be confused with a YouTuber, Jake Paul. Sorry, I'm kind of all over the place. I'm not used to having this show so late in the morning, so I'm, like, very energized and excited. Anyways, I don't really listen to J. Paul very much, but he did make a pretty fine little synth-pop album with this, and it's still good. I just really only listen to it when it's warm out, I guess. And then after this, I have one of the songs, I think, from the set list that's held up particularly well, Ribs by Tirza, which I famously named my Song of the Year 2022. It was a single that Tirza put out. One of the more recent things she's done, I think. Maybe, I don't know if it was before or after her last album, but regardless, it's everything that makes Tirza an amazing artist encapsulated in one song. And I still listen to Tirza a good bit, not so much as I used to, but she's still an all-time talent. And this song, Ribs, is just beautiful, beautiful. So hopefully you're excited for that. And I'm going to be probably commenting on most of the songs I play today. Again, some of them aged better than others. But I'm just happy to be in the studio, and I'm happy that I've had such a grand old time doing WMFO for so long. I'll just get back to the mic in a little bit. I have a fun fact to share with you guys, but you'll have to keep listening to learn it. Anyways, this is Ribs by Tirza.
to flying high, baby. It's true to say that you have skewed this world from view so clear. You see things I can't see, you see love and in between.
The words I'm not trying. If you didn't copy me, then you're lying. Off your A&R, off your producer, where your style's from, cause that's my thing. Touch on my Instagram from your writing. My time reach, at least I'm not biting. See me more hype, clothes I'm not buying. Into the bullshit that they're all hyping.
Know that they don't like me, they just think I'm icy. Think I'm pretty spicy, spicy. Don't see me as human. Drop the brown and shining, shining. Failing trying to bite me. Let your flow like icing, icing. Piece of cake, that's my thing.
Piece of kit, that's my thing. Can't chat to me about grinding. Push more lines than push a T on a full eclipse, I'm all nighting. Get off force and I'm riding. Through the storm, go on, dash corn. Got rows of bars, I'm unsure. Which draw should I draw for?
Know that they don't like me, they just think I'm icy. Think I'm pretty spicy, spicy. Don't see me as human. Chocolate brown and shining, shining. Failing trying to bite me. Let your flow like icing, icing. Piece of cake, that's my thing.
Thank you. all love by tone. Let me go. Let me go. You want love? Got a gate. Can't let me go.
I'm gonna talk for just a minute, because I can. What a lovely song that last one was, and the one before that, and this one, frankly, but in a kind of different way. Right now we have Orpheus by Pariah on, kind of a classic in some regards of like a sort of ambient like 2010s future garage stuff, but It's a little bit geeky, I'll admit. I haven't really listened to this one in a while, but it is still a classic and a really nice song. Before that, we had probably the best aged song on that for me, 578-521 by Jesse Lanza, from the record Pull My Hair Back. And I really like that song, and I really like that album. It's still among my favorites of all time. Around this time, I was just getting into Jesse Lanza, and to this day, she's one of my favorite artists to ever record music in the history of the world. There's something that she does that just perfectly scratches an itch in my brain that yearns for, you know, kind of moody, nocturnal, beautifully designed electronic pop music. Which was kind of the through line of a lot of what I played on this day, which I believe it was October 27th was my first WMFO show, but I might be off by a couple days. But yeah, so I was just getting to Jesse Lanza back in that October, and I was very excited to play her on my WMFO show. And before that, we had John Glacier's song Icing from the record Shiloh Lost for Words. And let me tell you, like 2021... John Glacier was just on one. She's still a pretty good artist, and I like what she's been doing lately a fair amount, but geez, what a debut. It was just like she came on the scene and it was like, oh yeah, John Glacier is here to stay, at least for like another couple years. Really lovely song, and still makes me feel a similar way as it did way back in the day. Yeah, my fun fact that I want to share is that for a while, for the first year of doing WMFO, first school year, my radio show was not named the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review. It was, in fact, named the Midwestern Nice Radio Show, which I was very agonized trying to think of a radio show name. And I think my friend Jack thought of that. Not me, Jack. My friend Jack. So thank you to him for providing me with that name. And then, yeah, I decided it was time to move on. I was thinking I might switch it up every year, but the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review did stick. I think it's a great name for a radio show, what can I say? But, yeah, you know, gone through lots of changes since then. I think I'm excited to get to the last couple songs. I just picked some random ones that have been sitting on my, like, to-play-on-the-radio list for a good long while. Not necessarily too tonally aligned with what I have on now. But it'll, I think, show a kind of clear difference in what I was really rocking with back then and now. Not too much of a difference, but a little difference. I remember spending a lot of time thinking about the set list for this first show ever. I was very, like, it just had to be perfect, you know? It wasn't perfect, but it never is, and that's what I've learned. Anyways, I think I am going to just transition this beautifully into a little PSA and just keep talking over the music, because it sort of hits a bit of a point of songs that I just don't really care about that much these days. And in every great radio show, there does come time for a PSA. And this one's about emergency preparedness. Speaking of which, crazy snow we had, right? Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and a supply of food stored in your home. It's also an excellent idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. That's a public service message from ready.gov in WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio. How about that storm? No school on Monday. Pretty cool. And I have no school today because I have no classes on Wednesday, except for some Wednesdays, but it's not really a class. Senior life, pretty cool. Anyways, that song that just played, which you probably didn't hear that much of because I was really talking over it, was Orpheus by Pariah. To this day, even though I'm quite familiar with the song, I always want to say it's Pariah by Orpheus, but no, it's not. And now for a real throwback, and kind of in a neutrally charged but leaning negative way. This is a Message in a Hammer by Obong Jayar, from his record. I think it was his first full-length record, which was called, like, oh god, I can't remember. Let me look. It was called Some Nights I Dream of Dwarves. I thought this album was kind of cool when I was in, like, senior year of high school, but I think Obong Jr was never really an artist that was going to stick around, if you know what I'm saying. And while I was typing it into Spinatron, I learned that he has a collaboration with Fred Again these days, which, if you know anything about me, it tells you all you need to know. But, yeah, you know, not every artist can make it. So, I don't know, I'm going to keep talking over this one. I can talk about basketball now, because I've always talked about basketball on my show, I feel like. But I am very aware that I've been talking for a very long time, longer than I usually do. But such is life. The Orlando Magic are kind of playing mid. That's my favorite team. They're usually playing mid, but they're supposed to play good this year, and they're kind of playing mid. They played some international games. They played in Berlin, where they won, and they played in London, where they lost. But there are a lot of Germans on the team, so it was more exciting that we won in Berlin. I'm just going to start talking about the next song, because why not? I mentioned that, you know, not all the artists from back then are going to make it, but some of them do. One of those is Rochelle Jordan, who just had an album last year. I can't remember what the title was, but there were a few songs off it that were just incredible. There's one song called La Di Da off that was just excellent, excellent, great house music. Rochelle Jordan dropped an album in maybe 2021 called Play With The Changes, and I loved that album. I think it's still one of the better R&B / dance records of the decade so far. It's just really well done. And she dropped a remix album right after, the year after, featuring a single, which was the remix of the first song on the record called Love You Good. The remix was by LSDXOXO, who is a pretty cool DJ and producer. Now, would I play a song that's this kind of, it's not explicit, but it's, you know, it is charged, for sure. I don't know if I would play it again today, but I played it back then, and I can't change the past. And it's still a good remix, so in about a minute, whenever this song is over, the Love You Good LSDXOXO remix by Rochelle Jordan will play. And it's a good song. It's a good song. And then, yeah, it's sort of a weird period of my show today. I wouldn't play so many of these songs today, but I'm not going to be self-conscious about it, because 18-year-old me put in a lot of time on my, dorm bed in Tilton, organizing these songs in this order and stuff, and I did pick some good ones, so I can't deny that. Anyways, that song that you did not really hear just now was Message in a Hammer by Obong Jr, and I'm just going to say it one more time, because I've said it, four times. Next up, we have Rochelle Jordan's Love You Good LSDXOXO remix. Enjoy that. I hope you do. I probably will.
A little strange, a little guarded. Yeah. A little closed off, but open hearted. Straight down your spine, taking up space in your mind.
picture us floating on a cloud with our fingers intertwined. Think of all the ways I can touch your waistline. Big body bass boom straight down your spine, taking up space in your mind. Picture us floating on a cloud with our fingers intertwined.
Discuss, shall we? I made a mistake on the last song. I remembered the Rochelle Jordan LSDXOXO remix being much more, you know, kind of steamy than it actually was, lyrically speaking. But I was kind of wrong. I misremembered the lyrics. But that's what happens when you replay a radio show that you made like 3.5 years ago. Anyways, yeah, so That song was that. And then we had a Freakalizer by Sudan Archives, which does speak for itself. I was about finished with being really into Sudan Archives in October of 2022 when I played this show. But she's from Cincinnati, where I'm from, which I like. And just weeks before, I had covered her show for Melisma Magazine, which went on to be sort of my beloved club that I really put a lot of time and love into during my college experience, and still am, frankly. That was a great show. Sudan Archives always kills it. And I think we're sending someone to cover her show for Melisma in a couple days here at the Royale. So kind of cool, full circle, all that. And then now I have Green Light by Odunsi the Engine featuring K.U.R. I came into college after a summer of listening to a lot of Afrobeats, and I frankly don't listen to that much Afrobeats these days, but it is still an absolutely vibey genre of music with a lot of great vocal prowess, some good production, and you know, some people in that sphere do still kill it. I still like to keep up with a lot of the big players in like the Alte scene. But yeah, I can't say I've revisited this Odunsi the Engine song very much. Just because, you know, I've moved on a little bit. It's still a good song, though. But really, one of the shining stars of this set is my next song, which I am excited to present. I chose, as an 18-year-old freshman in college, I was like, you know what song is going to be perfect to follow up, like, the kind of... vaguely horny R&B and the vibey Afrobeats. We're gonna put a little LTJ Buchum liquid drum and bass in. So I did just that. My next song that I'll be playing in like half a minute whenever this song ends is Demon's Theme Part 2 by LTJ Buchum from Producer 05. You know, normally I would go for the Producer 01 longer version of the song. However, it was my first ever radio show, and I was still kind of figuring out that I can play like really long songs if I want. And now I play really long songs all the time, because I do want to. Anyways, LTJ Buchum's the GOAT, 2000s, late 90s, atmospheric, liquid, etc., drum and bass. Absolutely love it. Who doesn't? And this song, once again, is Demon's Theme Part 2, so have a good time listening to it. For a moment, just so that I don't end up talking over the whole last song of my regular set, but then I have a few songs tacked on, of course, because, you know, I'm not leaving early. This is No Sweat by Double Virgo. The last song was Demon's Theme Part 2 by LTJ Buchem, classic song. And my last song is You Look Certain, I'm Not So Sure by Mount Kimby featuring Andrea Balenci. I'll let most of that play, but I'm going to do a little bit of quick talking first. First of all, Mount Kimby, Love What Survives, was one of my favorite albums when I was like 17, 18 years old. I don't really listen to them that much these days, but they made some fine records. They made some very good records, including this one. And then that last song, Double Virgo, aka the two guys from Bar Italia, just shortly after I played the show in October of 2022, Never mind. I'm not going to say it. I was early on Double Virgo. Bar Italia jumped the shark shortly after, but such is life. And I just revisited that Eris in the Bunker EP from Double Virgo. It was kind of the beginning of the end, but still a great EP. Anyways, this is You Look Certain, I'm Not So Sure by Mount Kimby, aka like one of my favorite songs when I was 18. And then after this, we'll go on to some crazy stuff. thus concludes the recreation of my very first WMFO set of all time from October 27th, I think I said, 2022. Now I'm just going to play a couple songs that I've been digging lately because, you know, let's see what's changed. This first one is by Chukimamani Kondori, formerly known as Elegia Crampton. This song is LRC with Pueblo de Dios Capo DJ Edit. She dropped this album. It's like 2 hours long of crazy mashup edits that just sound like beautiful and blissful and just like the best things ever to be released, maybe in a good long while. So I thought I'd play some of that. And it also is kind of a good little marker of like, yeah, my music taste has changed a little bit, hasn't it? But yeah, anyways, enjoy this. And then after this, we have some DJ PayPal, because of course. Thank you. All right, I hope you enjoyed that one. I'm going to make some closing remarks. Again, that was LRC with Pueblo de Dios Capo DJ Edit by Chuki Mamani Kondori. This is over by DJ PayPal because my show is over. And this was the first iteration of this semester of the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review. I'm your host, Jack. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. Thank you for all listening, if you did, to my self-indulgent recreation of my first ever radio show set on WMFO. And here's to a future beautiful semester. Anyways, thanks for listening. If you're listening, I hope you have an amazing day. And if you're not, I also hope you do too. Again, this is Over by DJ PayPal, because after it, my show will be over. Enjoy. It's a great song.